All right, guys, 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99 per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen, you guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsor. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute, and you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions podcast. Today's episode is grades. Okay. So I have been dreading making this episode for quite some time now. I've actually recorded every episode leading up to this and a few episodes after this, and I feel like it's not that hard to understand why I don't want to record this. Grades are stressful, and I feel like I feel like this is a good time to record it, because hopefully right now everybody that's listening is in winter break, if you're listening near the time this comes out, so maybe it'll kind of ease the pain of hearing about this subject. But yes, today I'm talking about grades, so I'm a little bit stressed out right now recording this in general, just because it's about grades, and also because, fun fact, I just found out about this. I'm not sure what kind of essay it is, but it's some essay that's due at 12 a.m. tonight, and it's 10:09, so I'm a little bit nervous about that, but I don't really have the details right now, so I kind of feel fine, you know what I mean? So, I'm trying to think of the first time that I really thought about grades, and from what I can remember, I think it was kind of organic. So, since I can remember, I've been able to check grades, and since, like, probably the fourth grade, you know, I got little things about grades, they were on like a 1, 2, 3, 4 scale, and I didn't really think about them. I always did pretty well, but I didn't think about them because it didn't matter. My parents didn't tell me it mattered, and I would get these, like X's. They had these like tasks that you had to do, and it would be like chatty in class, and they would put an X. So I got kind of a bunch of those sometimes, mostly just about talking in class and like not raising hand and stuff that has followed me my whole life. Sorry, readjusting. But I really didn't start keeping track of my grades till probably like seventh grade. And even then it really didn't matter that much, because middle school grades, this really does vary. Middle school grades, matter for people that are in big cities where there's lots of different high schools. But for somebody like me, I didn't live in a big city at the time. So I didn't have to worry about my middle school grades whatsoever until eighth grade. So in eighth grade, I took my first high school class that I got high school credit for, and it was Algebra 1. Now, oh my god, reliving this is awful. So in my middle school, we had this pretty infamous teacher, working on saying that word less, by the way, so if I say it again, sorry. We had this really infamous middle school teacher that taught only advanced maths that were, I think, only high school level maths. So he probably taught like four periods, no, probably like three periods of Algebra 1 and then geometry and maybe one period of Algebra 2. I'm not sure. I don't know. He only taught advanced math. And he was this guy, he ran the math club and he had like, his walls were like, his walls in his room were like lined with awards. And he was, I don't know, it's hard to know whether he was a likable teacher or not. Among my friends and I, he wasn't, but I think again, among the super, super, super smart kids that were, and maybe I just didn't like him because he didn't like me, but I know about among the super, super smart kids, he was popular because, well, like a good teacher, just because, I don't know, they got to be more one-on-one with him, I guess. But that's really the first time I started thinking about grades because I had the option to take high school credit, which I will get into, I did not end up doing because first semester I got a B in the class because I totally was struggling because this wasn't all of it, but I was struggling. His teaching style did not work with my learning style. So he wouldn't explain things that well, and you really had to rely on your group. It was kind of like a group learning class, and that didn't work for me. So second semester after the B, which I don't know if it was close to a C, but my parents did this for a reason. After that, they had this rule where if I got a C quarter grade until a quarter where I got a B and an A ended, my phone would be taken away. Oh my God, when I tell you that was literally the scariest thing that could have happened to me. And obviously anybody can be motivated by fear and negative reinforcement, but this was not enough to get me to do better in this class. It was my fault, but it was also just not something that I was going to be able to do. And so third quarter, I think I got a B or an A maybe. And second quarter came around. I was doing super bad, slowly started doing good, got my only 100 in the class on some quiz. And then for finals, I got like an A on all of them. And it was not enough to bring my score up to a B. And I got a C quarter grade, even though, oh my God, and this is something I still fight about to this day with my parents. They stand by it, though. Even though I got a B semester grade, it wasn't about their rule. Their rule wasn't about semester grades, even though it's not like colleges can see, or anybody can see your quarter grades. It was, I guess, on the principal. I got a C quarter grade, so they took away my phone because there was no quarter after fourth quarter, because that's the last quarter of the year. They took away my phone for the entire summer, and it would have been a little bit more than that. It would have been till the end of my first quarter of my freshman year when I got a B in that next math class. To me, this was awful. I honestly, to me, cruel and unusual punishment. That kind of thing should be illegal. Phones are so important to kids, obviously right now even more because of Corona, but why do I keep saying Corona on this? Like, it's COVID. Everybody calls it COVID now. I just think it's not something that I would probably, it's not a punishment I would do with my kids. Maybe it's because I'm so scarred from that summer, but I had a flip phone for that summer. It was awful. Luckily I was at an overnight camp that I love for a month of that, but you know, 2 months plus all of September. Luckily, eventually I figured out during the beginning of the school year, at some point my parents like felt bad and they were just like, and they realized that I was doing good in school, and so they gave me back my phone in like October, and I wouldn't have got it back till probably like November 1st. Eventually I figured out that I could just go on my mom's iPad and like log into Snapchat and stuff. So that's that. But that was kind of my first experience with grades. Pretty shocking. And Honestly, all it did was stress me out for high school, and I was like, oh my God, this was always something, even at the beginning of high school, that first of all, my brother did not have to go through. He did not have to go through the fear of getting a C and getting, I know there's so many bigger issues, but this was honestly so awful because it was just this thing that was constantly in the back of my mind, stressing me out. Even though I don't want to get C's. Like, it's not something that I strive for. Like, I strive for A's, but like, it was just like the possibility of it. You know what I mean? So freshman year, I was not going to be, I was not about to be the one that was lower than, I was not going to take classes that were easier than what my brother took. So I jumped in with full honors, and my brother took Latin 1 because he came from a private school where they didn't teach language, but I came from public school where I already had had a year of French. So I jumped into French 2 and all honors, although, and the people that know me know this, two of those honors classes were embedded honors, and honestly, guys, this is like totally the way to go. If you are trying to take all honors, but you don't actually care about learning in all the classes, you just want the honors credit, totally go for as many embedded honors as you can if your school offers it. Basically, what it's supposed to be is that you're in a regular classroom setting, but then you get a little bit extra work that makes it an honors credit, and it doesn't appear any different on college or on high school transcripts. I don't know why it exists. Maybe it's because like sometimes honors classes are full, but I totally did that because I wasn't like I didn't. I was honestly I was not even prepared to take. I guess I was kind of fine with two honors classes, but basically four honors classes. Two that were kind of not actually honors, and then French 2 was honestly enough to put me over the edge. And because I didn't have the greatest study habits, because my middle school kind of didn't push me at all, and I didn't push myself. It's not like my teacher's fault or anything. Like I could have done more, and I didn't need to because I was kind of just writing off naturally, just being able to. I don't know. Like I don't know. I don't know. I got it. Basically, long story short. Actually, no. I can just go into it. French was super hard for me. I kind of knew it was going to be going in because my French teacher the year prior in 8th grade was not there for a while because she was, had a baby, so we had a sub, and then when the sub came when the long term when the long what is it called long term sub I think that's it when the long term sub left, she came back and didn't realize what we had learned exactly, so we kind of got taught the same thing for the rest of the year, like repeated, and nobody corrected her. I don't know why. Like 8th graders don't really. I guess we weren't really thinking that far ahead, but I was already behind by the time freshman year hit French, and I was like stressed about that kind of all summer. It was kind of in the back of my mind, and I was right, and because I had used to, I used to. I originally was good at French naturally, but because I didn't have good study habits, especially in French, I fell behind quickly. My teacher noticed, and I got a ton of missing work in that not show in that class. And then at the in fall of freshman year, this is like it was a kind of a perfect storm. I started doing the show, and it was. Kind of a full-time job, not really, kind of though. And it took up all of my October and November. And then I started another show in a city an hour and a half away from December, basically 5 days after that the first show had ended. It went from December 5th to February 20 something. So for all of first semester, basically, I was in a show. And so I basically bombed French class. That was the class that got sacrificed. I didn't have good study habits. I wasn't doing a lot of extracurriculars, and I got a C in French. And I like still can't believe that that happened because honestly, it like literally screwed up my GPA so much. My GPA would not be like so much higher, but it would be a like kind of a lot higher without that C if I had just got a B in the class and I was like 0.5%, you know, away. But my I mean I wasn't. I didn't get it. So it was sad. I was like, oh my God, well, there goes college. Like I'm gonna be homeless. Like that's like basically that's like hardly even an exaggeration of how I felt. Obviously, that's not realistic. You can literally get C's and be super successful in life. Like, it's just, even though that's not something I want to do, like, it's totally something that can be done. Like, if C's are not the end of the world, even though sometimes I feel like that, and if I got another one, I would still feel like that. I was like, okay, well, there goes my prospects of going to college. And on top of all of that, my parents took away my phone again, this time for a quarter, because gotta see, like, of course, like, it's the phone's fault. Like, it kind of was, but, like, I guess it wasn't apparent that I was stretching myself way too thin. I didn't know. Like, I didn't realize. I guess they didn't realize either. I don't even know if I was. Like, it literally just could have been all because of, you know, me. And I still kind of think it was, because low-key, I had so much missing work that I could have done. But, second semester, readjusting again. Second semester, by the end of third quarter, I had probably an A in French, so I was fine. I got my phone back. But at the end of third quarter, oh my god, I had a D in geometry. This was technically one of my honors classes, but, like, I don't really understand how math can be honors, but I guess it was. But I got a D in geometry at the time, but it was, again, a quarter grade. But that was because he didn't update a retake, because basically I got, I cannot believe, I got a, I think it was a 30% on a test, which now at my school you can't even do, you can't get below 50, but I got a 30%, so that was one of the two, I think, summative assessments we had in the class. So I had a D, and then 5 days later, he put it back in, and it went back to an A, I think, and because there are other summative assessments I had good scores on. And then I had this probably, like, two-hour conversation with my parents trying to get my phone back, because it had only been gone for 5 days. And it was kind of a thing of, like, well, I didn't get that for a quarter grade. I did at the time, but then I didn't. And my mom was against it, and my dad was like, whatever, just give it back to him, but she didn't want me to. I don't hold it against her, but I mean, I kind of do, and she knows that, and we just disagree on this, obviously. But I got it back in the end, so that's good. Good until the end of, oh my god, I was such, like, a bad student. Still kind of am, though. At the end of freshman year, I was doing fine. I had a fine GPA. Like, I didn't get a great GPA freshman year, but at the end of the year, I was borderline C in one class. Like, so borderline. Like, at my school, a 79.5% is a B. Also, an 89.5 is an A. I know, pretty generous, but I was that borderline that my finals determined my letter grade. So, of course, they delayed grading the finals until, like, 2 weeks after school ended. So I was in this limbo for 2 weeks after summer was out, where I was, like, my phone just could have been gone. Luckily, though, got a high grade on the finals and passed freshman year with flying colors or whatever. So that was my freshman year. Honestly, thinking back to it, I kind of remember it being super easy, but I was in a bunch of shows and I didn't do well in school. So honestly, no, I wouldn't recommend, but also I would give anything to not live in Corona. So, like, honestly, I would go back any day. I would snap my fingers. But that's just kind of where I was freshman year. So moving on. Sophomore year is kind of known as, like, the easiest year in high school, and I would definitely agree with that statement. Sophomore year, I moved to New York City. Backstory. I talk about this with my friends all the time, obviously, because it was kind of a big part of my life, and it was way more exciting than anything I've ever done in this place I live now, again. So my friends are annoyed. So if you're my friend listening to this by any chance, no need. But I moved to New York City for kind of a year, and I went to, like, a art school there, where it's, like, more focused on the arts. I want to be very careful with how I phrase this, because it's not like they don't have academics, and it's not like they don't have APs, but basically, my sophomore year, I did great. I was, like, not stressed, which was something I've never, like, since I can remember, it was not something that I had experienced in school, that I was not stressed, like, during school, but I wasn't, and I don't know if it was just because I started getting better at studying and stuff and doing my homework on time, but I had first semester, I got a 4.0, which I'm super happy with. Second semester, I had actually, I was doing kind of bad at the beginning, and then right before quarantine hit, I was doing super well, and then my grades slowly went down for the rest of quarantine, but they never went below A's, so I got a 4.0 that semester too. I think it was also, I'm not sure why that all was, but I think it was a mix between the classes were not honors. That's probably what it was. So I wasn't really used to that. I feel like that wouldn't be it, though. Like, I feel like honors are, like, really, like, they're really built up to be super hard, but I kind of get the idea that they're pretty similar. I'm, like, might be completely delusional about this, so, and I honestly have no idea, because I haven't taken honors and non-honors at the same schools, so I don't know, but that was one of the things. Also, I think I might have got better at studying, though I'm actually not sure. And third thing, oh, because it was an art school. So that was kind of my sophomore year. But what kind of, don't worry, what dragged my sophomore year down is online school. So at this performing arts school I went to, I can just say school, at the school I went to, I just like can't let it go that it was an art school because I'm obsessed. But at the school I went to in New York, they only had Spanish and not French. And as you maybe heard earlier, I 100% took French freshman year, and I didn't want to switch into Spanish because I was already going to be up to French 3. So instead, I took it online. And also, because of how many shows I did freshman year, I didn't have the regular gym credit that everybody else did. So I had to take, gym online, which, if you don't really understand how that works, basically you just, it's kind of like you have to hold yourself accountable and write down exercises that you do, basically, and, like, do all these random lessons about health and stuff. And, like, I'm not going to say that, I, like, theoretically I didn't do any of it, but I did do all of it, obviously. And this is so embarrassing. I got a B in gym. Like, imagine being that lazy. Because it was this, like, and I got an A in French, thank God. But it was, like, this thing that was, like, always in the back of my mind. It wasn't real school because it was online school. I didn't have to do it if I didn't open my computer. Oh, my God, foreshadowing to this year. But I didn't think about it. So I just basically didn't do any of it till the end of the semester, and I got a B. Then second semester, I was still in French. And to do French, I had to take another class. So I was, like, oh, because I knew I was going to move back to where I live now. And where I lived before New York. So I was like, oh, well, I should just get my health half credit of health out of the way because I was going to have to do that anyways. So I did that. That was way easier than gym. Got an A in that. Got an A in French. And that was all good. But I still have this one B sophomore year that I really could have avoided. And I stay mad at myself about that. But again, like, you only need to be as mad as you need to be. Like, you don't need to be mad if you're not trying to go to an Ivy, and even if you're trying to go to an Ivy, come on, like, you're probably not going to get in anyways, mathematically. Like, honestly, like, you should not expect to go to an Ivy, and even if you have great grades, like, a B is not going to break it. Like, it might, it could, but, like, let's just all take a chill pill, you know what I mean? So that's kind of what I did online. Then summer after sophomore year, we're in quarantine times now, so I'm sad, basically. That's just kind of all I remember from 7 months ago. Another stupid requirement that my school has. Actually, you know what? After taking it, I'm not sure if it's a super stupid requirement, but another requirement this high school I go to has is that back in where I originally lived, not New York, this requirement is to take a class, like, personal finance, which is basically just, like, learning, like, the minimal things about taxes, like, except not taxes, actually, but, like, stocks, like, all this random stuff, credit, like, all these things that you, like, I don't know, I guess it is important to learn, but, like, it just shouldn't be a requirement, because there's so many classes I'd rather take or not take, but I took that over the summer, again, procrastinated that all summer, but I got an A in it, so that's good. And I almost got a B though again. And another thing I did over the summer was try to skip, not skip pre-calc, but tried to take it over the summer because my friend was doing it. And I was like, okay, well, my brother's here. He's ahead. Like, he's taken pre-calc. He can help me. It just wasn't the right decision. I didn't want to spend any time on it. I was also doing driver's ed. And I was like, okay, well, so I just dropped it. We got the refund. Don't worry, everybody. But I did not skip pre-calc, so I'm not in calc right now, actually, thank God, because I'd probably be failing that. So now we get into a year that has been 100% online. This year is honestly, like, honestly, probably, I can't remember a worse year of my life. January through March was great. January through beginning of March was great. Although I wasn't even doing that well in school until late or early-ish March. So kind of weird though, because I should have been, because I had no reason not to be. But this year's been trash.
Advertisement. You guys, would you like to save the world with your morning coffee? Well, let me introduce to you Free Lunch Coffee. Free Lunch Coffee is on a mission to end child hunger. When you buy one bag of Free Lunch Coffee, you are providing 10 meals. Yeah, that you heard me right. 10 meals to children in need. And Free Lunch Coffee gives away 50% of the money they make to end hunger. How cool is that? They also have amazing mugs that donate 10 meals and amazing tumblers that donate 20 meals to children in need. Beyond the fact that this is an amazing cause, you guys, Free Lunch Coffee has literally just great coffee that is specialty grade, certified organic, and fair trade. It's literally amazing. They offer 100% money back guarantee for 30 days. If you don't absolutely love their coffee, they will give you a full refund, and you can keep the coffee too. So there's literally nothing to lose. Free Lunch Coffee is offering a 10% discount to the listeners of this podcast. Use coupon code STRANGEADDICTIONS at checkout. That is offer code STRANGEADDICTIONS for 10% at checkout. Check it out at freelunchcoffee.com.
This year has been trash. School has, you know, kind of picked up. Like, teachers are not gonna put up with any more, you know, oh, well, it's quarantine, like, I'm, like, figuring everything out, like, I can't do this anymore. So everything's normal, basically, except I just can't do it. I can't do it. Like, I don't know what it is, but I have never, I cannot be alone. Like, I'm doing so bad, relatively bad. I have close to A's in most classes right now, although I have a C right now in one class, which with like half a quarter left, so I think I should be good. A little more than half. But like all of my grades for the most part are gonna go up to A's, but like I just should not be having this hard of a time. You know what I mean? Like if this was regular school, so my workload this year, first of all, I'm taking two APs, which are the first APs I've taken. I'm taking AP Chem and APUSH. I expected AP Chem to be the hard one. I was right, but both of them are hard. So I kind of took a push because I was like, oh, it's the easy AP. Like, it's the easy history AP. Well, it's not. It's actually an AP, and it is way more in-depth than you need. Like, let me tell you, if you, like, I have taken U.S. history, probably, I've taken it 8th grade, 9th grade, and kind of 10th grade because of the city switch, so it kind of, like, got screwed up. And I just didn't need it again, but you know what? I'm doing it, and I'm not even doing that well, so kind of embarrassing, but also I think that I don't know, you guys. I'm, like, oh. I know that I'm not the only one, thank God. If I was the only one, that'd be even worse, but online school is not something that's for me. I said foreshadowing earlier, it's like, it's almost like I have a feeling like I don't need to do the work, and also everything feels like homework. So instead of feeling like schoolwork, because I have so few Zooms a week, everything feels like it doesn't need to be, it's not, it's optional, or that it can be done later. So I end up getting like missing work that I do once a week, and then like more missing work, or like I have things that I can retake and I just don't because I'm tired. And like literally after I do one thing, I'm so fatigued from working. Like my work ethic has never been worse. And I think everything good that I did for my work habits and stuff last year is just completely obliterated. Sorry for the tapping of the mouse. I just did it twice, so sorry about that. But everything I've done is just completely gone, and it is too bad. So, yay. So, let me think. I just want to kind of talk about, so one last thing. The rule about the phone thing that my parents had where they'll take it, I don't think it still applies just because they know how much I need it right now, especially just to be like social and stuff. But if it did, I don't think I'm at risk for a C right now. And that kind of brings me into my lesson for this podcast episode, which is that I recently have been going under the realization, coming to the realization that grades, though important for everyone, range in importance for everyone. Like, for example, for me, my reach goals right now, I'm looking at a list of them, I wrote them down for this, my hardest reach schools, all of them, I can get in based on purely, oh, I don't even know if I've said this, I want to be an actor, I want to go to acting school and stuff, so that's the context for this, but my biggest reach, my hardest reach schools, none of them I need to get in based on academics, so it doesn't even matter if I get a C. Then for other ones, like a school that I'm realistically looking at right now, although it'll be pretty hard to get in, is BCU, Boston College, or no, BU, Boston University. It's kind of like my school that I really want to go to right now. You have to get into academics first there. But I also have great extracurriculars. My essays are going to be top tier because I'm going to learn from other people's mistakes and do them early, or at least that's what I'm hoping to do. We'll see how trig in a few months feels, but, you know, going to do my best. So grades, like, are not the end-all be-all, and this is hard for me to accept, but I know that whatever college I go to is going to be the right college. And if a C determines that I'm not going to be able to go to a college, then, like, honestly, that's probably a good thing, because I probably should go to a college that values my talent more than my grades, you know what I mean? But that also varies for everyone. If you want to be a biotechnician, you kind of should worry about your grades, and maybe kind of don't listen to anything I'm saying, because grades do matter for some people, and I've always been on this trajectory of kind of doing, like, semi-advanced classes, like, not fully advanced. Like, I've always been, like, now it's not even a year ahead, because, like, most people are doing it, not everyone, obviously, like, it's still technically a year ahead, but, like, I'm in pre-calc right now, whereas, like, technically, the level right now would be Algebra 2, and it's, like, a lot of people are doing Algebra 2 right now, and that's fine, and a lot of people are doing, I'm talking about people my age, are doing calc right now, and that's fine, but I don't need to be in pre-calc right now. Like, I've always pushed this on myself, and kind of the culture of grades around me, I guess, culture, I don't know. Like, my family, like, they're all super smart. They my mom and dad both have, you know, PhDs, and my brother is super smart, and he did really well in school, so I've kind of always put it on myself, and I've never really thought about the fact that I don't necessarily need the 4.0, even though my freshman year determined that I can't have the 4.0. But yeah, I just want everybody to remember what they want to do, and that grades can open up a lot of opportunities, but you can also open up a lot of opportunities other ways. And that is not to say that you shouldn't go to school or do school. I still think school is super important. Also, I just, off that, kind of flipping, I just want to remind everyone to do their homework right now, because I am avoiding it right now, and it's now 10:40, and I have something due in an hour and 20 minutes that I didn't even know existed. So, you know, check your grades right now. Don't put too much stress on yourself. Do work. Like, put in effort, something I kind of struggle with sometimes. I know, pick a struggle, Trig. But yeah, so uplifting. So now I think we're going to move into question and answers, maybe, about grades, I guess. Hey guys, before we actually get into the questions, I just want to give a little bit of an update on this thing that I've been talking about that's due in an hour and 20 minutes. So actually, I just realized that it is not for my class. It's an essay. And my friend posted it on her story, and her little, like, MLA format had the teacher's name, and it was my teacher, and I realized that she's both in my class and another class with the same teacher. So, crisis averted. I'm actually not behind on anything, except I do have one missing work in that class, but that's okay, because I missed it on Friday, because I slept in, and that's okay. Sometimes you need a mental health day, you know what I mean? But I'm all good, you guys. I'm doing my work. I actually finished all my work tonight. I only have one missing work, so feeling good. Okay, now let's get into questions. Bye-bye. All right, let's get into questions. So, first of all, if you want to ask questions, hold on, I have a little thing to read out. So if you want to ask questions, first of all, you can go to my Instagram, which is at TrigTrig, TRYGTRYG, that is at TrigTrig, and I occasionally, around weekly, I'll post advanced questions for podcasts coming up, and you can ask them there, so go make sure to follow my Instagram, at TrigTrig, and in the future, hopefully really soon, I will be having a list of upcoming podcast episodes, and you'll be able to send in voice messages, which I'm super excited for, but now, let's actually get into questions for this episode. So, the first one is just two question marks. I don't actually know how to respond to this, except that I'm realizing now that that this was a very unspecific story, so all I put is questions about grades, and I actually haven't posted on social media that I have a podcast yet. Actually, by the time I'm posting this, I think I will have, but I haven't yet, so I kind of understand where the confusion is, so that's the only question. But yeah, so no questions today, but that was just a little plug. You can go check out my Instagram at TrigTrig and ask questions for upcoming podcasts. And those posts for the questions will be on my story. But with that, excuse me. With that, I think that is all I have for this week's episode. If you enjoyed my little chat about my obsession with grades, make sure to come back next week. So I will see you guys New Year's Eve. That's 12/31, December 31st, last day of 2020. So see you guys in the next episode. Talk to you guys in the next episode. I always say that. Bye. Oh, a new free extra clip after the episode ends. Well, guess what, guys? If you are listening on a podcast service that you do not like listening to, and you're specifically going there just for my podcast, guess what? Now you can go to iHeartRadio to listen to My Strange Addictions. That is right. My podcast is now available on the iHeartRadio app and iHeartRadio.com. So if you want to listen to it there, now you can. All right. See you guys soon.